Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy
so you can protect stuff like this,
or this,
or even this.
Case in point.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Open minds on cosmic lines. The show streams live Sundays at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time on YouTube and Twitch. Tune in then for your chance to share your tale or your theories. The number is 1-833-703-0424. The Cosmic Channels are open. Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Please call 1-833-703-0424.
And your pizza will be delivered 30 minutes or less.
A regular order of introduction this time around. That's Braden.
I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
I always forget which way we do those things.
And I'm Andrew.
We'll get there. It's just like our other show. It took us 50 episodes to get the intro down.
Yeah, no problem.
50, still workshopping it.
Still trying stuff out. All right. One of these. Whoops. You guys hear me? Is this thing working?
Yeah, yep. We can totally hear you.
Okay, good.
Yeah, lines are open. Lines are open. Call 1-833-703-0424. We want to hear from you, your cryptid stories, your UFO stories, creepy encounters, or you just got a theory on a conspiracy theory. We'll field all calls.
No holds barred. Bring them. Well, I mean, there's a couple holds, a little bar, but if you say one of the holds, we'll bar it right away. Until someone calls, what's good? How's everybody's weekend? Whatever.
Good. Just busy setting up finishing the tweaks on my little studio room here at Mr. Conspiracy's house.
You got your own little closet set up there?
Yeah, little room closet.
Decent.
Basically. It's not bad.
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby. Mm-hmm. What about you guys?
I ended up drinking 8 beers last night after playing Phasmophobia.
Wow. That's a lot.
That a guy.
Just kind of caught up with
that
me.
Game is scary. That game is scary as fuck.
We got Andrew on Phasmophobia last night. He got so scared he left the game.
Shut it down.
He rage quit before the ghost
Shut
came.
It down. Fuck that.
He's like, I'm out. Leave game.
Yeah. Braden was bullying me. Even though, you know what? I realized it wasn't you that was closing the door. I think when the ghost comes, you can't open the door. That's why.
The front door.
I wasn't doing it.
Yeah. But you kept saying the dude's name. I was like, this is fucked. I'm out of here. Yeah.
Yeah. Bastard. I did do that.
Man, I'm pretty sure I have a concussion right now.
From what?
Like 90% sure. It's horrible. Right before the podcast, I was going to the bathroom, standing up, taking a pee, and I started playing Pokemon for my kid, like the old cartoon show, Indigo League.
Okay, yeah, I get you. Yeah.
So I'm in the bathroom and doing my business, and I'm singing the theme song because it's stuck in my head, and I'm like, "In a world we must defend," and I'm like banging the wall while I'm singing it, and there's like a shelf right above the toilet, and Jessica's ceramic fucking elephant comes from the top shelf. Straight onto my dome, right down into the toilet. Nice. So not only did I get smashed in the head, but I had to pick piss-covered fucking elephant pieces out of the toilet.
It smashed on your head?
Smashed on my head and fell into the rest of it fell in the toilet. It was awesome.
You cut you?
No, I got a nice gooser though.
Nice lump.
Yeah. When's the last time you got hit in the head like that, man? Like, fuck that. It sucks.
It's been a while since I took one off the dome.
I did that. I have a little shelf and sometimes I leave the cabinet doors open. Sitting down and went to stand up and caught it directly center of my head. Full force, like as hard as you could possibly be standing up. That was me. Instant, I was on the ground. Like,
so you stood up with a purpose, eh? You're like, well, yeah, gotta go. Like, yeah.
My legs were getting numb. I was like, I gotta get up.
Oh, fuck. It's not good.
Dummied myself. No, it was brutal.
I remember being a kid and just dumbing yourself and being like, well, it's the way she goes. And just continuing about your business. Got hit in the head and I had to like sit down for 20 minutes. It's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. If you got a story, call in 250 or 1-833-703-0424. We want to hear from you guys. I mean, the four of us talk all the time.
Talk enough.
I mean, we just did this last night. Feels like it's just a continuation of that.
I don't know. No, call in. It's a call in show. The show doesn't work without your calls. Where's Cody Dixon when we need him? Someone get us on a topic. Call in and give us a topic that you want us to discuss, and we'll give it a whirl.
Something's not right. Something's,
I don't think we're getting
right.
Magic calls. Did we post anything today? But
yeah. I shared some stuff from the Cosmic Channels webpage or Facebook page. Whatever.
This happens time to time. I mean, you can't. We've had a couple other. Slow ones.
Yeah, they start off a little slow. People,
something's up with the forward.
That's like when we did pyramids. It started slow, but then the fucking floodgates opened.
Yeah. Did you, Zell, did you post the link in Discord?
No, I didn't post the link because it's a multi-stream. So it just goes live. Oh,
okay. Goes everywhere.
But I think we're having a problem. That's what's happening here.
Uh-oh.
Something's up with the forward to Skype number.
Wow. It's a Zell problem.
Yeah, it's a Zell problem. This can be fixed, though. This can be fixed on the fly, I think. All right, we're back in business. If you've been trying to call through, it should be working.
First come, first serve. Go!
First come, go! And dial. Dial, dial, dial.
So we're waiting to get Boulder's Gate, then. I take it.
And we'll play. You guys can play. Like, yeah, you can get it.
If you buy it now,
like, you'll still have it when it comes out to full, when it goes full release.
Release.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
But I'm just down. I'm waiting to play.
I'll play that. And then I still think we should play Left 4 Dead. That game's the fucking best.
All right, first caller. I'm going to bring him in here. Oh, they hung up on me. Oh, someone else calling right back. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Is this who I think it is?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. What's up, Mr. Dixon?
I was laughing at Braden's comment there. As soon as he said it, I started laughing. I was like, I guess that's my cue. So I called in.
All right, man. Shoot us off with a quick story.
13 for 13.
I don't really have much stories, really. I guess the night I called you and I was talking about how, like, my ex has a, like, ghost or something walking around her house.
Right.
That night there was a big, like it was raining. Like, there was ice rain all day. And then, actually, shortly after I got off the call with you, I was laying on the couch and watching TV. And all of a sudden, there was, like, I don't know if it was a giant gust of wind or what, but there was, like, a giant cracking sound outside. And I looked, and there's nothing there. Like, it sounded like something, like, leaned against the building or, like, ran into the building or something. And I looked outside, I didn't see anything. And then the next morning, we got up, and there was ice shards all over the yard, but only her yard, nowhere else. And like, it's a big complex. We looked all around. There's nowhere else there was ice shards. That was really weird.
So have you caused any beef with any ice giants or anything like that?
Not as far as I know. Not, I'm usually pretty nice to them. I don't know. Yeah.
Wait, so all the ground was bare except that yard was covered in ice?
Yeah, like ice shards. It was really weird.
This is a,
I don't know.
Like, his dark arts.
Her yard was covered in ice. Yeah, it was messed up.
What's the theory on that?
Some ice ghost is really pissed off at us for some reason. I have no idea.
Hey, man, we learned that in Phasmophobia. The temperature, everything drops to freezing.
It's true. It gets around. Real cold real quick. See your breath.
This guy plays 20 minutes of Phasmophobia, and now he's a ghost expert.
Yeah.
This is what it is, man.
Wow.
I know these things. I know don't go inside. That's it.
Awesome, I actually watched a very interesting documentary on like UFOs and stuff like that, and it had like a lot of Travis Walton's story in there. I know you did a case file on him a while ago.
Oh yeah, we met him personally really too.
Yeah, that's Brayden's best friend.
Oh really?
Yeah, limp wrist Travis Walton.
Brayden's BFFs with Patterson Gimlin,
Bob Gimlin,
Bob Gimlin and Travis Walton. Regular correspondence with Brayden.
That's good shit.
That's pretty cool, I guess.
All right, Cody. Hey, thanks for breaking the show out again. Well, I'm sure we'll talk to you. We'll talk to you next week. If not, we'll talk to you soon. We're going to move on to the next caller.
13 for 13.
Yeah, for sure again.
Thanks, brother.
For sure, guys. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
You too, man.
Bye.
Lining up now. Okay, got another caller. Here we go. Welcome to Cosmic Channels.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey. Hi. Sorry. I'm like a huge fan of you guys. So I kind of wanted to talk about some shadow person experiences I've had.
Sure. First, what's your name? What's your name? Give us a fake name if you don't want to give your real name, and where are you from?
Okay. So a fake name, we can say it's Fiona.
Fiona.
Gaelic for Shannon.
Okay.
I don't want to say where I'm from because
no
then people might actually know who I am.
No
this
worries.
Is not a common name. But I am from the Midwest. So I've had some like super weird shadow person experiences. I never had them when I was younger. The first experience I had, so there's like three, and then I have like a question for Andrew because ever since like these three, I've just been having like weird things happen in my dream. So the first shadow person experience I had was like in 2017, and I was taking a nap during the daytime, and I woke up, and it was like my first time experiencing sleep paralysis. So, you know, when you wake up and you're in the room and you think you're awake,
right?
And this dark mist. And I can't really, it's hard to like put like an actual thing on it. The best way to describe it is like, it almost looked like the Cheshire Cat from Alice in Wonderland, that mist and that face. But it was the most like ominous face I've ever seen in my life. You know, and then it came from the left to the right, and then it choked me. So I didn't wake up until I suffocated. So that was my first shadow person experience, I guess. I don't know if that's a shadow person or a demon or what.
It's freaky as hell.
So that was the first one.
Wait, can we just pause there for a second? Because you said it actually physically choked you.
In my dream, I couldn't breathe. So the mist like came over me. I was gasping for air. I'm like screaming in my head, you know, for like somebody to come help me. And I'm like screaming at it, but I didn't wake up until I was suffocated, like I died in my dream.
Oh, sure, man.
So then I like wake up and like you're just sitting there and you're like, what the hell just happened to me? So that was like the first one. And I've had like other instances since then. But this other one, which I think I like interacted with an interdimensional being. So I was sleeping in my apartment and I have a dog, and that like comes into play later. So I was having some other like shadow person experiences like related to that first one. So I was tired of it. So every night I would go to sleep and I would like tell myself, you're going to like stand up to this thing. Like you're going to tell it to go away. Like, you're not going to be scared of it anymore. So I give myself this pep talk before I went to sleep. And in my apartment, you know how, like, some apartments have that half bathroom in, like, the master bedroom?
Yep.
So I always slept with that door cracked and a light on because I'm scared of the dark for obvious reasons. I woke up, it was sleep paralysis again. I woke up in my dream and there was a figure of a man standing in my bathroom. But what was different about this experience compared to the others was the energy of this figure wasn't scary to me. It was almost like it was disoriented, like it was scared. So in my dream, I started yelling. I was like, get the blank out of here. Like, you don't scare me. And in my dream, I'm like throwing pillows at it. My dog is barking, like going insane, you know, and like the thing just like panicked and like just like disappeared in my bathroom. So then I wake up. My dog is sleeping next to me like nothing happened. Nothing's thrown across the room. And, you know, it's like, again, like that experience where you think you're awake.
Right.
And then, so this last shadow person experience was like super, this one was like the worst. So I was sleeping in my bed. And I always sleep with the door shut, but this night I had the door open and I could kind of like see down the hallway with how my bed was positioned. So it's kind of like an eerie, like you can see down the hallway when you're laying down. And in my dream, I'm laying there, I'm sleeping and I, you know, wake up, but I'm not actually awake. And I see this, I don't even know, man. It was scary as hell. It was like this tall, lanky, black figure. It had like that same evil face as the first one.
Oh, like that big smile?
It had like
big
long
smile.
Fingers. Yeah, but it wasn't the smiling man. Or the grinning man, yeah. It wasn't because it had like animal characteristics to it. I don't know if the grinning man, like more like cat,
like it had,
I mean, is that like
paws?
The grinning man? Yeah, it had like elongated fingers and it's like coming down the hallway at me and my boyfriend's laying in the bed next to me. And this thing comes into the room and I just started saying his name and I just started telling run, run, run. And I started yelling at you need to run. And the thing like came and it just reached into my stomach and I was screaming and he woke me up. He was like, what the hell is going on?
Jesus.
So that was like the scariest one I've had.
I was just going to ask because do you have any physical, I know it's in a dream and you're like paralyzed, like sleep paralysis, but there was no physical, it wasn't like a Freddy Krueger situation where what happens in your dream comes with you?
No,
like, well,
I don't
she's
think
still alive, so.
I was thinking more like bruises or scratches.
We also have a question from a listener on Twitch, Tori 3033 wants to know if all your experiences are in the same location or are they in different places?
So that's like the weird thing. Every one of them has been in a different location.
Oh, see.
So,
yeah,
and I mean,
Tori
like,
was
I will...
thinking haunted house.
Ooh.
No.
That's very interesting.
So,
it's worse, though, because it's attached to you.
So I think...
Yeah.
No, but like, I don't know, guys, because it like comes and goes, right? You know,
right.
Like this is the question I had for Andrew, because, you know, he's like, or his friend of a friend of his, so he didn't pass it on.
Gotcha.
So since I had that last experience, you know, like I'll occasionally go into like, you know, I'll kind of go back into like that same, it's almost like I'm having an adventure dream. And then I can feel something evil in that dream. So, you know, like I've been giving myself that pep talk where I'm like, I'm not scared of you. Like, I'm like, you're getting out of here. And I will like have like a seizure in my dream. Like it will feel like my body's seizing, but I wake up and I'm totally fine. So I don't know if like Andrew's ever heard of that or has any insight on it, but that's just really weird, man. So I mean, I don't know.
Like people have had like psychosomatic seizures and stuff like that, or stress-induced seizures, but it's weird. Like, so you don't wake up or your boyfriend hasn't seen you like seizing while you're sleeping.
No, because I told him, you know, after like the first or second time it happened, I'm like, listen, like, you need to kind of be paying attention to me because this is what's been happening when I'm sleeping. And I don't know if I'm doing it in real life or not, you know, but he says like, I'll always ask him after it happens. And he says, no, it's like, you're just laying there fine. So,
I mean, I'll be honest with you.
Like, I don't
from
know.
This description of this fucking creature, whatever it is, like, I've seen the commercials for the Cats remake, the CGI Cats remake, and all those motherfuckers are scary as hell.
It's true.
So if this dude is all tall, black, and scary looking like he's from Cats, like that's horrifying. That would probably give me a seizure.
Yeah,
terrifying.
Yeah, no, and it's super weird, guys, but I had to share it with you because
we appreciate
I'm
it.
Like, I have to, yeah. Maybe.
And I would go to a sleep clinic for sure.
Okay. Yeah, because I was doing research on it. Okay. Yeah, because it was kind of freaking me out a little bit. You know, but
I'd be burning sage.
Like, it comes and goes.
Yeah, smudging.
Smudging hard.
Smudging. Whatever it takes. I mean, that's terrifying.
Don't worry, Brayden. No, I mean, I you know, I do that whenever I go into a new place. So that's normal. That's already smart. Part of my routine. I think it's just, I don't know. I personally feel like after like that second experience where I had, you know, that disoriented like shadow figure, I almost feel like they are like interdimensional things. Like, you know, when you're sleeping, like you do go to, not all the time, but maybe sometimes like you do cross paths with creatures that aren't necessarily from this world. And, you know, that's what I'm hoping it is. That's what I...
You close your eyes.
You know,
that's
what I told myself.
You remove yourself from like this consciousness by going to sleep, and then, like, I mean, it's hard to prove anything, but like when you're in your like you, it feels like sometimes you go to a different dimension in dreams, right? It just feels so real, but you wake up and it wasn't. Like, it's super weird. But that's that seems like a very terrifying different dimension if that's what's happening to you. Anyways,
hey man, I don't watch very many horror movies, but it kind of reminded me of Insidious a little bit.
Ooh,
so,
terrifying. All right. Hey, thanks for the story. Well, if this happens to you again, make sure to call back and let us know if it keeps happening.
Yeah, give us updates.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. You're awesome.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye.
Have a good night.
Oh, so terrifying.
Those are some terrifying shadow people. Hard nope from us.
I was gonna say the same thing though. If it's all in the same spot, it's got to be a haunted house. But if it, different locations, man, that's something with you.
Well, exactly. Like what are attracting these things to her? Like that's.
I should have asked when she had these experiences and relative to the time that she had moved into these new places. And she said it. She had it. And each was in a different location, similar experiences. The thing is like they've done research where it's like when you move into a new place or you stay within a new place, I'm not sure how long it takes, but they're saying that there's a certain period of time where your brain is it's prone not to sleep as well. Like half of your brain actually stays awake.
It's kind of keeping awareness in a new place.
Right. It's probably some, you know, my theory is it's probably just, it's a type of holdover from, you know, human evolution, you know, sleeping somewhere where there's hunters or, you know, potentially stuff could eat you.
Yeah. You're in a state of hypervigilance, basically.
Right. So so on top of that, if you layer on, you know, even probably just like the regular stress of like every day, that could probably trigger these type of nightmare episodes or sleep paralysis. I know I personally have experienced sleep paralysis numerous times, and I've had the feeling of something reaching out, you know, to like, you can't turn your head, or you feel like it's right in the corner of your eye, and you can like see something, almost the shape of something, like trying to reach out towards you. And it's like, what, but you know, as I've come to understand it, you know, now I can deal with it. It's not like something like when it does happen, you know, it's every time it's Kill Bill, it's like wiggle your big toe. Like,
it's,
and
so
then that
weird
kind
because
of
like
fixes
I've
it.
Moved tons, never, ever had an experience like that ever.
Never.
I've like, I got that when I was living in Vancouver for work. I couldn't sleep at all. And I assumed that was some type of hypervigilance, but I've never had any experiences like that. Knocking on wood.
Not yet. Now that you have phasmophobia on your brain, though, next time you have a bad sleep.
That shit. I didn't even think about that last night when I passed out.
Yeah, right. Because you did eight. Swear. You probably did 10 sprays immediately after playing and then just knocked yourself out.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm going to do 15 after the next time I play. I don't remember a fucking thing. That's why I'm like, oh, yeah, it was a blast. I don't remember anything.
What happened? It's because there was that. What'd you open last night for the liquor?
Ciroc. Oh, Ciroc.
Ciroc, yeah.
Some P. Diddy. Like
peach-flavored Ciroc, fucking all it up hard.
A couple good
partying
stories
like
tonight.
A gangsta.
Some people ask, if you, there's no, we recommend just like one call a night, but if you want to call back-to-back weeks, that's totally fine. So if
yeah,
Concealed Evil, feel free. All right, another caller. Let's bring him on the line. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey guys, it's me again. I know I just called earlier, but the lady that just called you actually reminded me of something.
Okay, mate, let's keep this one short, but no problem.
Okay, for sure. It just reminded me of one time, and this happened actually a few times with different dreams, but the one that I remember the most, I was on some table and I was getting like brain surgery for some odd reason. I don't know why, but they had... In my dream, they had like the back of my head, the back of my skull off, and they were pressing my brain with like a probe. And when they did that, for some reason, my whole body tensed up and I woke up and I still felt like super tense. Like I was kind of, like she said, almost like, or like you guys said, almost like having some sort of seizure or something. And that was really weird to me. And it's happened a few times in different dreams and stuff. Doesn't happen often, but it has happened a few times. I don't know what that is or what that means.
Like the same thing, but she was having, like the seizures?
Yeah. I feel like I might be having some sort of seizure, but I'm not sure. Like I'm not prone to them, so I don't know. That just reminded me of that, so I thought I'd call in and say something.
Yeah, that's strange.
Yeah. That's definitely some similarities there.
Two people, same kind of phenomenon.
Yeah.
Well, from what I've heard from people calling in, it's so many people have, you know, see these kind of things way more than I thought.
Yeah. Once you get a group together, right? Like a lot of people are similar.
Yeah, that's cool.
Makes sense.
All right, man. Hey, we appreciate you calling back in. We're gonna see if we can get someone else on the line.
And just a little update, Dan. Shannon, our second caller there, messaged into the show with an update. She said, it is normally in new places and at times of stress that these attacks occur.
Could be some stress-induced.
Which, that kind of lines up with the theory on, or at least that would be a good recipe to trigger sleep paralysis, or like the type of nightmares that line up with sleep paralysis. Like,
yeah, definitely.
Like times of stress can do that. I've experienced sleep paralysis and I don't think I've really had all immense stress as like, I know I had it when I was living in Thailand, but sometimes I get stressed out about teaching and stuff, but you know, but yeah, if you moved into a new place and you were under a stress, like that would be a, that could be, those are definitely two very strong factors, contributing factors to those kinds of episodes. I don't know what to tell you, like what to do. I mean, you know,
I still find it interesting that, you know, with some people, they have these like the scariest dreams I've ever heard of. And then in times of stress, like I've never had that experience. So I wonder if more people are susceptible to, you know, maybe it is a thinning of the void of some kind.
I love going down that rabbit hole. Why not? Subconscious, you can travel dimensions. You wake up, usually don't remember your dreams, but I'm sure every night you're like having the most vivid, crazy dreams, but then instantly upon waking up, you just can't remember them.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, maybe you're not supposed to remember. Maybe there's a reason. And then sometimes you do by accident, and then it's a terrifying one.
Well, I mean, that's one of the theories about dreams, in a sense, is that sometimes, maybe not all of them, but some of them, you know, people say they are like a subconscious expression of your desires at some points and things like that, which you could say, like, yeah, some of them really are. Some stuff happens in my dreams. I'm like, fuck yeah, that'd be great. But also there are those type of dreams sometimes where your brain, it's like, it's your brain trying to make sense of the world. Like your brain is on 100% of the time. It's always doing stuff. It's always taking in information. Mm-hmm. And that information has to be processed at some point. Maybe not, definitely not during the day, because you're focusing on your main senses, your sight, smell, taste, all these things. But you know, you're parsing out information throughout the day. And you know, there's those kinds of things where it's like, you know, if you listen to a speech, you might not hear all of it. Right. You'll hear all of it, but you're not listening to all of it. But your brain is actually listening to all of it. And there's like, it has to take that information later and process it. So sometimes your dreams can be, that's one of the theories, is that your dreams are just like organizing information throughout the day. And that could possibly something, like you said, Zell, that if you remembered all your dreams, you'd go fucking crazy because it's just too much.
Do we have another caller on the line?
We had a quick hang up. Call back.
Oh, quick hang up. We also had a question. It's Anfamous19. That's who I was talking about before. He shot us a question saying he heard that by 2030, we're supposed to have supercomputers in our wallpaper, toilets that can detect diseases, and absolutely insane tech. What do you guys think about it? 2030 doesn't seem that far enough off for that kind of stuff. I know we're getting into like, you know, like credit card flexible screens, like credit card thin screens and stuff like that. You know, I don't know why your whole wall couldn't be a screen, but I don't, and that's what, 9 years away? I mean, shit changes pretty fast.
Tech moves really fast. I bet you they'll have technology that can detect some diseases and stuff, but to be in everyone's wallpaper is not feasible. But doesn't mean they don't won't have, like, think 10 years ago was like the dawn of like streaming and like all that stuff. And then in 10 years from now, like I could, the digital tech's going to like, the speed not necessarily keeps doubling all the time, but like the scope of what technology can do is increasing all the time, like in every direction. So. But I don't, as far as like in your wallpaper in every house, I don't know. But doesn't mean they're not going to have tech that can detect some diseases. I wouldn't imagine.
Like, how would it detect? Like, I mean,
stool samples, Dan.
Well,
stool
samples. I would assume that, but it's like,
no more pooping in cups.
Yeah, but you'd have to run some type of sensor or something like that. Like, how would it do it? Would it be like a spectrometer or something inside the bottom of your toilet to like, identify certain things?
You're only going to pick up certain diseases from your excrement to begin with, though, right?
It's like oh my God, I got coccidia.
Maybe it's like a sensor on the wall. You stand in front of it. It like scans like 15 different spectrums of light and like, oh, this person's got a temperature. Oh,
light into the body?
I mean, it could be like some type of like PET scan, you know what I mean? Like a full body PET scan type situation. But that again, like that's going to detect tumors and whatnot. Like I don't know. I just don't know how, you know, you need to be doing full blood panel. You need to be doing CT scan, PET scan. Like how?
Well, maybe that's what it is. It's a new home appliance. It's just like a stand up scanner. You step into it. It pricks your finger, takes your blood, does every scan imaginable. And then it's like, you're healthy for today.
Yeah, but that's going to be in my bathroom. Like,
yeah, but like, you think about it, like 10 years away. Yeah. Like it's 10 years. That's pretty substantial. But at the same time, like think about how much like the cost is right now for you to go pay for your own MRI. You know what I mean? Yeah. Or like how long you have to wait at the hospital to get a fucking MRI here in Canada.
There's a lot of cool tech out there, but the whole thing now is kind of bringing it to the home. So making it affordable, practical. Like there's a lot of cool stuff. If you go to like those consumer electronics shows, they show all these really cool shit and like a lot of prototypes and things like that. Like they had the, what was it that hasn't really come out? What is it? The magic, it's like magic glass or something. Those glasses that beam like the screen, like the images directly into your eyeballs. Like that's how they do it. Oh, yeah. So you don't need a screen. Like it sends the light, the images directly into your eyes, not like a laser, but like they just like, I don't know, micro little projectors or something like that. But you just need a pair of glasses. And I haven't seen those. That was like supposed to come out like 2 years ago or something like that. So I don't know. I'll believe it when I see it. I mean, if that comes out, like
there was a good comment about Big Pharma. Is that what you were going to read?
From Full Bottle Cuervo.
Yeah,
I agree. Full Bottle Cuervo says like tech like this, he feels that Big Pharma would put a stop to it.
Yeah.
And it is, man. Like these kind of preventative measures aren't in the best interest of these pharmaceutical companies.
It's not necessarily preventative though. It's diagnosing you. It's not curing you.
There's more money in that. You know,
your illnesses aren't going undetected.
That's a very good point.
Guess what? You have this. Better start taking it. Yeah. That's what it's going to be. You're going to get scanned, and then you're going to get a printout of all the fucking medications,
vitamins you need. Yeah.
Big Pharma would be more against the, what did they recently do? A couple of places I've seen in medical journals, they've suggested like shifting the like average, like, was it like average, like high blood pressure and like a points for obesity and things like that. Like, I think Big Pharma would be against that because then they wouldn't sell as many like medications for high blood pressure and things like that. Like, I think that would probably be something they'd be more against.
They need to though.
But I agree with Andrew. That's all diagnostic tech. It's like you'd be more prone to getting medicated if you're
then
like,
it'll
oh,
be
your blood
in
pressure's
everyone's,
been high 3 days in a row. Like
your iron's low. Take this pill from
Pfizer.
What if it takes it reads your vitals and it's like you're low in this and this. This is your diet plan today to keep you healthy. That'd be all preventative.
Well, it would have to be like not daily. It would have to be.
It
like
wouldn't
a
tell
monthly
you.
Plan.
It wouldn't tell you what to eat. It would tell you what pills to take. Let's not kid ourselves.
Well, I'm thinking on the optimistic side. This thing's a machine for the better of humanity to keep you healthy. Like, oh, you're slightly you're dehydrated. This is how much? Like, just get. It's like a personal doctor.
My watch already does that, which is kind of cool. Like reads my stress levels and lets me know my hydration and all that shit.
How's it test hydration?
Your fucking Casio Timex watch there.
My fucking Garmin Vivio 4 or whatever the fuck it's,
how does a watch test if you're dehydrated?
I think it can sense your tugger, which is your elasticity in your skin.
Or like shoots a little laser in there or something.
Just pinches you?
Well, it's does my SpO2, reads my heart rate, does a mini ECG, does everything. It's pretty fancy.
Any of that means.
Fancy words.
It's not rocket appliances. But I don't know. I could be pulling out of my ass. I'm not sure how it tells me if I'm dehydrated or not. I'd have to look into it. But that's how we do. Like you can do that by pinching your skin.
Like, you're right. You pinch like between your thumb and stuff, and you can tell if it doesn't.
It doesn't have to be. You can do it on the forearm and stuff too.
It's hard to tell if you're a little bit dehydrated, but if someone's really like doesn't pull back
severely.
At all, right? It just like
exactly, yeah,
sticks there.
Yeah.
All right. If you're tuning in live, 1-833-703-0424. If you're listening to the podcast version, we're recording these every Sunday. Well, it's been every Sunday. That should continue for a while. 6:30 p.m. Pacific time on YouTube and Twitch. I think if you're listening to this now, this podcast is out. But as we're speaking about this, this podcast is technically not released. So it's coming soon if you're watching live.
Yeah.
Questions in chat? Anything in there?
Nothing I've been scanning. Let us know. You know, we'll talk about any conspiracy topic, UFO, paranormal, cryptid, whatever you want us to discuss. Give us a call or shoot us a question if you don't want to call in. And we will discuss it.
I think it's kind of funny that both me and Braden have never had dreams like that, but the way Dan was explaining it, it makes sense. I think it's just because we're running on fucking autopilot the whole time.
Yeah.
Our brains are like,
we're
good.
We're fine.
Yeah, we made it through the day.
Here's
good
my
job.
Brain. Doop, 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 doop. Left foot, right foot. Left foot, right foot.
It's working.
Just about it.
Yeah. You're here.
It's like the Simpsons when it goes and there's like the one hamster wheel going.
Yeah, I would probably, like, if it were something that would happen to me in a regular time, I'd say, yeah, Andrew's correct in being like, okay, maybe you need to go to a sleep clinic, you know, talk about, you know, your sleep habits and things like that. But I also put a lot of stock in, like, the power of positive thinking, like visualization, like being able to, like, what Siona, when she called in earlier, was kind of trying to do, like, try to psych herself up to be like, you know, you're going to face this thing. But I also feel like there's a framing that you would have to use. And I don't think, like, being aggressive towards these things or these thoughts is, like, the way to go, because then that just kind of amplifies the stress that you already have about this thing or what's happening to you, you know?
Right.
So for me, it would be something like, I'm when I turn off the lights downstairs, yes, I run up the stairs. Like, I don't fucking stick around when I turn off the lights.
Nothing,
you know, I do that stuff too.
Nothing but bad's if I'm outside gonna happen in the to you dark, if you run.
You know.
I was referring to sleep clinic just because of the seizure activity that she was explaining. I was just like, that's bizarre. It'd be interesting to see if she's actually having some type of, like, nocturnal tremors or, you know, seizure activity.
Sure, yeah. That's, if you're having, like, physical, like, if it were affecting you physically like that, that's something you should definitely get checked out. But also, if it's something that you feel is just more of, like, a psychological thing or a spiritual thing, you know, for me, I'm always like, you know, Sienna says she's afraid of the dark. I used to be afraid of the dark when I was a kid.
Afraid of the dark.
You know?
A little bit.
And there's a little bit, because it is a primal fear. It is what has kept you alive as a human, is what kept our species alive as a human, to be, you know, somewhat wary of the dark, you know? But at some point, it's kind of being like, you know, if you're in bed and, you know, if I'm freaking out, I kind of sit there and I think about, well, it's dark, but there's 10,000 suns in the sky right now. You know, there's a million in the form of stars, but they're all suns. So it's like, you know, maybe it's not that dark. You know, embrace it. Think about it for a second. Stop and think and relax. And then it usually puts, you know, that'll put me out if I'm ever, or allay my fears. Because sometimes I get creeped out when there's a standing fan in the corner of my room. And usually I turn on when it gets hot. And that thing freaks me out every single time. I'm cutting eyes at that fan all the time because I think it's something standing in the corner of my room, even when I know it's a fan. 2 to 3 times a night, maybe, like when I'm really freaked out or I've just watched a ghost show or something has creeped me out. I wake up and I look at that thing and I'm like, is it? And you know, I wear glasses. My eyesight isn't that great. And like, so if I have my glasses off, I can't see shit. It's just a blurry, you know, big headed thing standing in the corner of my room. And I'm like, did it move?
That's a whole new element to being fucking scared in your bed.
Can't see.
It's like not being able to see. That's fucking scary. That I would be shitting my pants.
So normally I'm like, it's fine. Like, I'm just like, okay, I'm going to close my eyes and just listen. And if I don't hear anything, then I go to bed. Like, it can only stand still for so long. If it's moving, I'm going to hear it.
I don't know, man. If I hear anything, I have to go do a fucking, I have to go do a walk around.
I got
to
do a house sweep too.
I have to every time. I grab something, I grab my bat under my bed, and I do a little fucking walk around.
Check under the beds, couch, around the couches, around the corners. Terrified the whole time.
See, that's, you have, oh, yeah. There's nothing wrong with doing that because nothing bad's going to happen. But if you don't do the check,
then you get murdered.
Then you get 100% boogeyman.
So you have to.
Yeah, I'm not sleeping.
You're just asking the boogeyman to show up.
Yeah, do the.
Listen, I'm gonna get murdered standing up, like with my bat, confronting this thing, not like in my bed. Not a chance. There's no way. I'm gonna die crying like a bitch, standing there holding my weapon, as opposed to dying in bed.
It's better. On some level,
I refuse to. I can't do that.
Chip the cat, Rar. Asked, what are our thoughts on near-death experiences?
Oh, it's a good one. Like when people who see the light or they go somewhere and come back, that kind of near-death experience? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to hear from some people who have had near-death experiences to really get their thoughts on it. Because, I mean, I've heard of a few and whatnot. But, you know, with what we know is like the brain dumps a whole bunch of DMT in those times of stress, right? Like, it's naturally producing. So it's like you're essentially like high as a fucking kite.
When you're about, when you're about to go.
Trying to calm you down and let you embrace what's happening.
I'm not discrediting what people think, because you're still perceiving reality. Like, you're still perceiving our reality.
Ooh, fucking crazy ones tonight. It's fun.
That cat one freaked me out.
It did.
Oh, the smiling, the freaky cat, the shadow person cat.
I can't get that image out of my head.
Catman. Poor Jason Derulo. He had to do that movie. I like Jason Derulo. Jason Derulo, he's a musical artist, R&B artist.
What does he sing?
Yeah, and dances.
No, what does he sing?
Oh, he sang that song. Oh, it was a while back. He did Solo. Remember that song? That was pretty big for like a second. He's done a couple other ones that probably he did. There's one song called Swalla. That's pretty good. That was a pretty big one.
What does this have to do with? What are you talking about right now?
Oh, it's talking about the Catman. Jason Derulo was an actor, and he was in the Cats movie.
Idris Elba,
bomb,
right? Like,
yeah,
it was brutal.
Taylor Swift in there too, right?
Joe Branson on YouTube commented about the last caller, asking that, you know, maybe if she dated an army captain, maybe it's MK Ultra aspect.
Oh, some type of program.
Some sort of, you know, something going on that we don't know about. But interesting.
Write that down. Yeah, write that all down.
It doesn't matter if you don't think people are going to believe you. If that stuff's happening to you,
hey, on this
write
show,
it, write it down.
We're open to hear all stories with no judgment.
Get a memoir going. Like, who knows, right? You might have people with very similar experiences.
Especially,
I mean, you're not wrong. Like a memoir, or even if you, I would suggest even if you're having think that you're having memory problems or memory lapses, keeping a diary might actually be helpful in some way. Like, you wanted to start keeping a diary or something like that. I know it's, I don't know anybody who actually keeps a diary, but it would probably be helpful. Like, I would think.
I do notes, not diaries per se, but notes of thoughts. As far as I ever go,
Zelly's shit list.
Yeah, yeah. My targets.
You might all the time forget I've about been it, slighted. But in your diary, you'll read for a reason that why you put your bedspread inside the freezer.
Yeah, that was bizarre.
Possibly.
Maybe you thought it was too hot or something, and then you wanted to put it in there.
Well, that part sounds like a sleepwalking thing.
That's what I was thinking. But the cuts and the toenails being extracted, the burns,
burn
I was
the
like,
neck.
That's weird.
That's like almost some abduction level stuff.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like the makeup and stuff and those things I could chalk up to some sort of sleep. You know, you're not really...
Oh, there's so many stories kind of people filling the oven with clothes or like just weird stuff on doing while you're sleepwalking. But
not pulling your own toenails off perfectly where there's not like, it's not a mess.
Yeah, strange. Interesting. No more callers?
Well,
we're giving a 2 minute warning. We're giving a 2 minute warning.
Two minute warning before the lines
two
are cold.
I should get a little air horn. 2 minute warning before end of the show. It's fun. It's fun though. This show, let's talk about it after it's done. But when we're gonna do the official release for the first bunch of episodes?
Oh yeah, probably sooner than later.
Yeah, let's get it out. They're building up. Let's get them out.
So if you're listening to this now, it's officially out. But if you're listening to it live, you're ahead of the curve.
Oh yeah,
pre-fans.
Yep.
Well, let's wrap this one up. I don't think anyone else is going to call. I know you said 2 minute warning, but
all right. That's it for Cosmic Channels this week. Cosmic Channels is brought to you by Big Theory Productions. The Cosmic Channels are now closed.
The $99 Cedar Point Gold Pass is back for a limited time. Get unlimited visits for the rest of this year and all of 2025, including unlimited hollow weekends and free parking. Don't wait, because the price goes up on September 3rd. Get your 2025 Gold Pass and start planning your visit at cedarpoint.com.